The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. But first, one from Millie, Your Money, Your Life, from the people who bring us Real Simple. They've been sending me one a quarter. You've got questions, we've got answers. After I had four interviews for a new job, the hiring managers told me they'd get back to me in 1 week. Then, crickets. How can I stay on their radar without being annoying? Answer, with 9.7 million unemployed people in the U.S. as of March 2021, recruiters are likely receiving a record number of applications for any given opening, and may feel too swamped to respond quickly or at all. Here's how to follow up without appearing desperate. If you think you're being ghosted, Andrea Boyer, Chief Talent Officer at Kairos Ventures, says, it's appropriate to reach out twice. First to the recruiter, 48 hours after they indicated you'd hear back from them, with a message along the lines of, reaching out to check on the status of my candidacy for X position. I remain keenly interested. Please let me know if further information is needed. If the crickets continue, Boyer recommends emailing the recruiter or hiring manager 48 hours after your first follow-up. She says this note should include what was written in the first email, accompanied by a line that mentions that you'd welcome the opportunity to join their team. If the recruiter has shared their phone number with you, it's also okay to give them a call as a next step, says job search strategist Sarah Johnston, founder of Briefcase Coach, but you may not get an answer. No matter how frustrating the hiring process seems, you should be polite throughout, adds Johnston, who counsels against calling multiple times in any one day. It is okay to get in touch every 7 to 10 days by email for a month after your interview, she says, and don't think of silence as a definite no. You should use the time after your interview to identify connections in your network who work for the company or who know the hiring manager. Sometimes the opinion of others or social proof can sway the hiring manager's decision, Johnston adds. If you're still not getting the response you'd hoped for, Boyer says, move on and keep all the interviews going. From Real Simple, sneaky ways to get all-day energy. If your get-up-and-go has gotten up and gone, try these easy strategies to put the zing back in your step. When you're flagging, what you need is a quick fix, and not the triple latte kind. Caffeine may disrupt your sleep and compound the problem. Instead, perk up on the double with these simple tricks. First, shake up your routine. If the part of our brain associated with motivation and pleasure, aka the nucleus accumbens, doesn't get certain stimulation, the brain sends signals that cause drowsiness, according to a study in Nature Communications. This may explain why we feel tired when we're bored. One way to fight that fatigue is to mix things up. Rearrange the furniture. Sit somewhere different. Pour the milk into the bowl before your cereal, suggests Alice Boys, PhD and author of The Healthy Mind Toolkit. I'll spell her last name, B-O-Y-E-S. Changing your routine is the tiniest way we can have an effect on sluggishness. Bonus, it can also spark creativity. Next, make yourself move. Even though exercise may be the last thing you think you want to do, about 10 minutes in, you'll understand it's a good idea, says Anthony L. Komarov, M.D., a senior physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital and the author of Boosting Your Energy. The autonomic nervous system, which controls blood flow in the body, including the brain, gets lethargic unless you kick it into gear by moving, which is why a day of working from your couch can feel as draining as a day of running around the office. Exercise makes the autonomic nervous system work. It has to build up your heart rate and blood pressure, and it improves blood flow through the brain. That doesn't necessarily require a trip to the gym. Anything that gets your blood pumping, a brisk walk, a set of squats as you wait for the tea kettle to boil, that should do the trick. Use your imagination. When you've been staring at a screen for hours and your tired eyes feel as if they've been rolled in sand, take a nature break. According to a series of studies by researchers from the University of Rochester, being in nature makes us feel more alive and energetic. It's not always convenient to duck out for a forest bath, but fortunately, the studies found that just imagining being in nature delivers a similar effect. For inspiration, hang posters of beautiful mountains and beaches in your room or office, or put a gorgeous photo of the outdoors on your phone's home screen. Not a nature person? Spend a minute thinking about something exciting. That will make your brain release energy-boosting endorphins, too. Wake up with water. Use good old water, both inside and out, to rev up. Start your day with a cold shower, which will increase your circulation, heart rate, and oxygen intake, helping you feel more alert. Keep that refreshed feeling going throughout the day by darting into the bathroom for a cold water face splash. Finally, don't forget to hydrate. When the body is short on fluid, one of the first signs is a feeling of fatigue, Komarov says. I advise people to drink 5 to 8 cups of water a day. Do some car karaoke. Sure, that 1980s playlist is uplifting, but singing along or even just tapping your foot to the We Got the Beat can enhance music's energizing effect, according to a study at Sam Houston State University. Research shows that singing or tapping may cause an endorphin rush. Greet the day with a shower concert or duet with Beyoncé during your commute. And yuck it up. I'm a big fan of laughing as an energy booster, says Marcelo Campos, MD, a family medicine physician at Atrius Health in Boston. Laughing can increase your intake of oxygen-rich air, and it stimulates the heart, lungs, and muscles. It also releases endorphins, boosting your energy level and mood. YouTube offers an endless supply of videos featuring giggling babies and cats riding robot vacuums. A study at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln found that people who watched a humorous 12-minute video felt significantly more energized than those who watched an unfunny video. From Real Simple, the books list top picks for every taste. There are 5 here. First, a relatable read. Like so many of us, the Alvarado family has been tested by challenges. Infidelity, aging parents, infertility, and now divorce. When the matriarch declares she's over her 40-year marriage to her Weather Channel-obsessed husband, their 3 adult daughters must deal with the fallout, which includes taking a hard look at their own relationships. L.A. Weather is the book by Maria Amparo Escandon. I'll spell that. Escandon. It's a heartfelt, laugh-out-loud, funny novel about the highs and lows of family life. A suspense story. Best-selling author Alice Feeney lives up to her reputation as the queen of the twist in her new thriller Rock, Paper, Scissors, and her last name Feeney, F-E-E-N-E-Y. Adam and Amelia make a last-ditch attempt to save their marriage with a trip to the Scottish countryside. But from the moment they arrive, it's clear one of them doesn't have the best of intentions. The question is, which one? Told from multiple perspectives with lots of juicy details about the growing pains of long relationships, this page-turner will keep you guessing. Next, Memoir of an Animal Lover. Why exactly would a woman share her life with 600 rescue animals? In the book Funny Farm, Laura Zaldeski, Zaldeski, explains how her heroic mom raised her kids to help any creature, human or animal, in need, which led Zaldeski to create the New Jersey Animal Sanctuary she runs today. Interspersed with sweet and funny anecdotes about some of Zaldeski's most memorable animals, this story of grit and resilience is 100% inspiring. A Remarkable Life Story, Three Girls from Bronzeville is the book. The exceptional memoir by journalist Dawn Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, explores how Turner, her sister, and her best friend grew up under the same circumstances but ended up leading completely different lives. Via her point of view as the successful one, Turner shares insights about childhood in the 1970s in one of Chicago's historically black neighborhoods. This deeply personal and thought-provoking read is the nonfiction pick your book club has been waiting for. And last, a sweeping novel. Cloud Cuckoo Land is the book. Anthony Doerr's first novel since his Pulitzer Prize-winning All the Light We Cannot See. I'm going to spell his last name, D-O-E-R-R. It shifts between 15th century Constantinople, present-day Idaho, and the distant future. A spaceship is involved. Each setting focuses on the experiences of children simply trying to make sense of the world around them. It's a poignant story told with heart and wit, and if you're daunted by its length of nearly 650 pages, know that the short, lively chapters move at a satisfying clip. From Good Housekeeping, How to Never Pay Full Price Again. With these genius money-saving secrets from the Good Housekeeping Institute's shopping and product experts, you're guaranteed the best deal on every item, every time. First, buy direct from other shoppers. Sites like Poshmark, ThredUp, Mercari, or eBay offer deals on new or used fashion. You can even score unworn items with original tags at deep discounts from retail. Next, score secret Amazon savings. Shop the warehouse. At amazon.com/warehouse deals, you can snag deep discounts on like new, open box, or pre-owned merch and new products with damaged packaging. Clip Amazon coupons. Head to amazon.com/coupons for applicable savings on groceries, household items, and more. Visit the Amazon outlet. At amazon.com/outlet, get markdowns on overstock or clearance clothing, beauty, home, and furniture items. Plus, don't miss the under $10 section. And automate regular purchases. For monthly staples like pet food and paper goods, schedule automatic subscribe and save deliveries for 15% off and free shipping with Amazon. And you can see more by going to goodhousekeeping.com/Amazon savings. All right, moving away from Amazon, sign up for newsletters. New subscribers can often get at least 10% off, plus regular deal alerts. Search for online coupons. Before you check out, do a quick web search for discount code and the retailer name. You can also use deal aggregators like RetailMeNot and Slick Deals, or browser extensions like Honey to automatically scan for savings for you. Ask for a floor model. Save 25% or more on open or slightly scuffed appliances or furniture. Wait for the next holiday. Replacing a big ticket item like a mattress or a sofa? Do it during a super sale over President's Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, or Black Friday for the steepest discounts and the best rebates. And join a rebate program. At select retailers, get a portion of your purchase back in real money. Our experts' favorite services? Rakuten, that's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, cost and commitment free. Typically about 2% to 5% is returned in cash. Shop Smarter is another. Get 10% back from more than 1,000 online stores for $10 a month. And freeshipping.com. Earn 10% cash back plus rebates on shipping, returns, and price adjustments for a mere $13 a month. Choose the store brand. Good Housekeeping tests show that these picks' performance rivals that of pricier name brand counterparts. And their items that they're referring to are Berkley Jensen toilet paper, This top-tested option was thick, absorbent, and fast-dissolving in Good Housekeeping Lab evaluations. That's available at BJ's. Great Value Dishwasher Powder. This powdered dish detergent zapped baked-on grime and left glassware sparkling. And that's Walmart's store brand. Lashcraft Big Volume Mascara. Show off your lashes with a smudge-resistant pick that excelled in beauty lab tests. That's available at Sephora. Kirkland Liquid Laundry Detergent. This top performer removed tough stains from polyester and cotton in our tests. And that's at Costco. Earthgrown. Enjoy a wide variety of taste-tested approved vegan and vegetarian eats, including meatless meatballs. That's available at Aldi. That would be a whole line of foods at Aldi. And Bronze Glow Self-Tanning Mousse. This easy-to-apply self-tanner scored high marks in Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab tests for its even, streak-free, and glowing results. And that's available at Ulta. Charge It for perks. Two new cards that caught our attention. For people who rent, use the Bilt MasterCard to pay your rent and earn credits for fitness classes, vacations, and more. Go to Bilt, BILTREWARDS.com. And for Apple fans, Apple Card lives in your Apple wallet and gets you up to 3% cash back on buys from Apple and select merchants like Nika, Walgreens, and Uber Eats, plus 2% cash back on other purchases and tons of other benefits. Details are at card.apple.com. Ask for a price match. This nearly foolproof trick almost always delivers on-the-spot savings, yet most shoppers never think to do it. Before you buy anything in a store, check the pricing online. If a competitor or the store's website has it listed for less, show a sales associate. Most retailers will match the cheaper price rather than risk you walking out. Become a member. Take advantage of being part of a special club. Some our experts love. Target Red Card gets you 5% off of all purchases, plus free shipping. For $29 a year, Bed Bath & Beyond has a program that includes free shipping and 20% off your purchases. And store-specific reward programs like the ones from J. Crew, Nordstrom, and Starbucks are free, and you accrue store credits with each transaction. Cash in on birthday freebies. Grab a complimentary drink at Starbucks, 5% off at Target, with Red Card and best-selling samples at Sephora. Take customer service surveys. After shopping, check your receipt or email for a survey. Businesses and restaurants will often reward participants with a discount or a freebie. Ask for a price adjustment. Bought something right before a big sale? Retailers Gap and Nordstrom will often pay the difference for items marked down within 14 days of your purchase. And take advantage of end-of-season blowouts. Shop for seasonal goods late when stores slash prices to clear out past peak merchandise. Stock up on holiday clothes, winter coats, and boots, or even mark down designer styles you might not otherwise splurge on. And to snag your best deal yet on appliance upgrades? 1. Opt for white. Stainless steel or high-end finishes can add $100 or more to the cost. 2. Bundle your buys. Getting a few items at once gives you some leverage to negotiate. Ask the retailer if it can offer free delivery or installation if you buy now and buy more. And 3. Skip the extended warranty. The only exceptions? If service issues could be physically difficult for you, or if you're buying innovative tech that may be prone to glitches. From Woman's Day, Everything Rice. Puzzled by all the picks in the grain aisle, here's the long and short of our favorite types to shop for now. First, long grain white rice. The slim shape produces fluffy, distinct grains that don't stick together. Brown rice. Get a pleasant nuttiness and extra chew from this nutritious, fiber-filled option. Forbidden rice, also known as black rice, this striking select boasts antioxidants and tastes mildly sweet. Red rice. Add color to your dish with this vibrant rice. It turns pink when cooked. It looks brown to start with. And wild rice. Try this long grain variety for an earthy flavor and a hearty texture. It'll fill you up. And when you just can't choose, look for a wild rice blend in your grocery store. Often a combo of brown, red, black, and wild types. It adds a mix of color, texture, and whole grain goodness. And it looks pretty on your plate. Got leftovers? Last night's dinner makes the best base for fried rice. Cold grains are drier and get crisp more easily. Heat oil in a skillet, toss in the rice, and cook until warmed through. Add flair and finish up what's in the fridge with these flavorful combos, and there are three. First, try pineapple plus ham plus peppers plus cashews. Second, cabbage plus gochujang plus scallion plus a sunny side up egg. And third, shrimp plus snap peas plus snow peas plus chili peppers. From Martha Stewart Living, grilled chicken and eggplant caprese. We need 1 1/4 pounds boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, or 4 small ones, kosher salt, freshly ground pepper, 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, plus more for drizzling, 2 medium eggplants, 1 1/2 pounds total, sliced 1/2 inch thick, 1/2 cup pitted Kalamata olives, coarsely chopped, 1/4 cup chopped fresh herbs such as parsley and mint, plus more for serving, 2 teaspoons white wine vinegar, 1 pound mixed tomatoes such as cherry and heirloom, sliced, 1 ball or 8 ounces fresh mozzarella, sliced, grilled rustic bread for serving. Heat grill to high. Pound the chicken with a mallet or small pan to an even 1/2 inch thick. Season with salt and pepper. Drizzle with 1 tablespoon oil. Toss eggplants with 3 tablespoons oil. Season and grill, flipping once until charred in places and tender, about 4 minutes aside. Transfer to a bowl, cover, and let stand until fully softened, 10 minutes. Meanwhile, grill chicken, flipping once until cooked through and charred in places, about 3 minutes aside. Stir together olives, remaining 1/4 cup oil, herbs, and vinegar, season to taste. Arrange chicken, eggplants, tomatoes, and cheese on a platter or plates. Sprinkle with the olive mixture and more herbs. Drizzle with oil and serve with grilled bread. Active time on this one is 25 minutes, total time 35, and it serves 4. From Woman's Day, fire-cooked salmon with lemon, red onion, and tarragon. Active time is 10 minutes, total time 25, and it serves 4 to 6. We need 1 2-pound salmon fillet, halved, kosher salt and pepper, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter cut into 4 pieces, 1/2 of a small red onion sliced, 1 large lemon sliced, and a small bunch of tarragon. Heat wood fire grill to medium-high or a gas grill to medium. Place salmon skin side down on the grill. Season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Then top with butter, red onion, lemon slices, and tarragon. Cook, covered if using the gas grill, until salmon is barely opaque throughout, 14 to 17 minutes. And to go with, a grilled green bean salad. Active and total time, both 25 minutes, and it serves 4 to 6. We need 1 lemon, 1/2 a small red onion, finely chopped, kosher salt and pepper, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 19-ounce can white beans rinsed, 1/4 cup chopped chives, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame seeds, and 8 ounces of green beans trimmed. Zest lemon into a medium bowl, then squeeze in the juice. You should get 3 tablespoons. Toss with onion and a half teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add oil and toss with white beans, then chives and sesame seeds. Transfer to container or bowl. Heat grill to medium-high. Grill green beans until tender and charred in parts, turning occasionally, then toss with white bean mixture. Serve with the salmon. From Good Housekeeping, standout counters. Boost any room's style and function. Good Housekeeping experts were wowed by the durability and versatility of these designer worktops. And the star is Caesar Stone Interior Surfaces. Caesar Stone counters impressed the Good Housekeeping engineers with their outstanding resilience and beautiful high-end looks. The premium surfaces are brilliant for double-duty spaces such as this, and they're showing highly efficient kitchen laundry setup. First, super tough. A blend of up to 90% quartz minerals and 10% color pigments. Adhesives and resins make the surfaces extremely durable and less prone to staining. They're non-porous, too, which means they resist mildew and mold. Low maintenance. Other options must be sealed occasionally to combat stains and can be damaged by cleaners. But there's no need to walk on eggshells with Caesar Stone. Just wipe it down daily. No sealant needed. Plus, you'll enjoy a 10-year warranty. And stunning design. No matter what your style, you can't go wrong with timeless stone like granite or marble, but it can be surprisingly delicate. Caesar Stone offers 68 colors and 5 finishes to give you the same chic look without the upkeep. And you can get more information at CaesarStoneUS.com. I'll spell that CaesarStoneUS.com. And one more recipe from Good Housekeeping, roasted chicken and tomatoes. Active time 10 minutes, total 20. Heat oven to 425. On a sheet pan, toss 1 cup cherry or grape tomatoes, 2 cloves garlic smashed, and 1 sprig fresh thyme with a half tablespoon olive oil. It did say tablespoon, and a pinch of each, salt and pepper. Roast 6 minutes. Meanwhile, heat a half tablespoon oil in a small skillet on medium-high. Season 1 5-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breast with 1/8 teaspoon each salt and pepper and cook until golden brown 2 to 3 minutes per side. Nestle among tomatoes on the pan and roast until cooked through. From Woman's Day, a quote, "Even the air we breathe can be a source of joy." And that was from Thich Nhat Hanh, H-A-N-H, author of Peace is Every Step. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening.